toda la vida. Vamos, que este año repito sí o sí.
Me estás engañando.
Uy, pero bueno, ¿y eso?
Que me estás engañando. Me habías dicho que te fuiste a aprender inglés el verano pasado. Sí, por eso te ascendieron. Pero serás mentirosa.
¡Qué tonto! Que no te estoy engañando, hombre. Que fui a mejorar mi inglés a un hotel rural aquí en España. Que me fui a Vaughan Town.
¿A Vaughan qué?
¿Y si se pudiera combinar una experiencia social y personal maravillosa con el programa más efectivo para aprender inglés? Gracias a Vaughan Town, se puede. En Vaughan Town convives con nativos angloparlantes de todas las partes del mundo, en un espacio inigualable. En solo 6 días le perderás el miedo a hablar en inglés y mejorarás tu comprensión auditiva de una forma asombrosa. Este verano, ven a Vaughan Town. Más información en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com.
Ahora sí que no tienes excusa para no escuchar Vaughan Radio, vayas donde vayas. Toda nuestra programación en directo, retos, podcasts y redes sociales disponibles a un solo clic para que continúes mejorando tu inglés. Descárgala ya, no esperes más. Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio.
The Salad. Fun, informative, interactive radio.
Hello, everybody. Are you ready for a song? Today we have the blues.
I got the old salad blues, baby. Got the salad blues. I got the salad blues, baby. Got the salad blues. I got the salad blues, baby, and I don't know what to do. I said one, got the salad. Two, got the blues. Three to get ready, got holes in my shoes. I got the salad blues, baby. Ooh, got the salad blues. I got the salad blues, baby. Ooh, got the salad blues. I got the salad blues, baby, and I don't know what to do. I got the salad blues, baby, and I don't know what to do. Yes, it's the salad, of course. Now then, everybody, yes, welcome to the salad. Let's begin today with our conundrum. That's right. So let's have a look. Here's our conundrum today. I need to give blank eating so much bacon. And I'm literally typing this in while we're speaking. So what do you think? There we go. So let me just check that. So here we are. I need to give blank eating so much bacon. Okay, that's our conundrum for today. We'll be revealing the answer at the end of the program, and I'm launching that right now in the app. If you have the app, you should be able to see it pretty soon. It's been sent successfully, so stay tuned. At the end of the program, we'll be revealing the answer. Now, what's on the program today? Well, of course, we have salad news bits, news from around the world. And we also have a new section called BAU. That's right, B-A-U. What does B-A-U mean? You may have seen it. That's right, you may have seen B-A-U, BAU, which is business as usual. So just to organize things up, when we do anything business orientated, we're going to put this in a new segment, BAU, business as usual. So today we have a business letter, and we're going to put it into our new section, BAU, business as usual. Okay, a business letter, we'll be dissecting that, translating it, learning lots of good, interesting vocabulary and expressions, business stuff, business as usual. But right now it's time for Salad News Bits.
Hello,
welcome to Salad News Bits, news from around the world. Okay, here comes our first and only headline. A carrot-coloured sports car tempts Vitus, the donkey, Vitus, or Vitus, we would say in English. So a carrot-coloured sports car tempts Vitus the donkey. Okay, salad listeners. So there you have it. Do everyone understand? So it's a carrot-coloured sports car. A sports car that's the same colour as a carrot. What colour is a carrot? Well, orange. So it's an orange sports car or a carrot-coloured sports car. Now it tempts, so tentar is to tempt. It tempts Vitus the donkey. Okay, that's our headline. So a carrot-coloured sports car tempts Vitus the donkey. Tempts. That's right, to tempt tentar. So we're going over live to Germany, I believe. Yes, where Simon Hallow, our European correspondent, is waiting for us. Okay, Simon, can you hear me?
Yes, that's right, Dave, I can. Well, a German court will decide whether the owner of a donkey which tried to snack on a sports car should pay for the damage.
So to snack, merendar. No, una merienda is a snack, merendar, they're about to snack. So a German court will decide whether or if the owner of a donkey which tried to snack or eat an orange-coloured sports car should pay for the damage. What do you think? Let's find out more, please.
So on the 15th of September last year, Marcus Zahn parked his bright orange McLaren Spider in a car park bordering a paddock in Vogelsberg, which is a district of the Heisse state in Germany. So a paddock is a donkey's field, if you like, where you keep a donkey. We call it a paddock. Okay, so yeah, Marcus Zahn, he parked his sports car, bright orange sports car, in a car park which borders very right next to a donkey's paddock. And well, the donkey called Vitus, I think they call it Vitus here in Germany, may have confused the car for a carrot.
I see. So may have confused the car. So confundirse. That's right. So may have confused the car for a carrot. So it's a sports car. Okay. An expensive sports car. A McLaren Spider. You know, and obviously this is really expensive. So he tried to snack or eat parts of the car. Now the question is, he may have or he might have mistaken the car for a carrot because it was the same color. What do you think, salad listeners? Is that possible?
It could be possible. You know, we're not sure at the moment. So the police suggest that Vitus, definitely may have confused the car for a carrot. But the donkey's owner is disputing the claim for $6,000 worth of damage. So that's around £5,260. €6,000 worth of damage. Yes, £5,260. Or $7,050. So, the owner of the donkey is disputing the fact that he should pay for the damage. So, well, he says that Vitus the donkey may not have been at fault or the culprit.
So Vitus the donkey may not have been. So puede que no. Puede que Vitus no sea. He may not have been the culprit. El culpable. I see. And he's basically refusing to pay, or, you know, he's disputing the damages claim. It's quite a lot of damage. €6,000. But of course, if you have a McLaren Spider, you know, you can just scratch it a little bit and you may have to pay that kind of money.
Yes, that's right. So the owner is disputing, you know, whether the donkey is actually at fault or if the donkey is actually the culprit, the culpable, as you said. Now he says, so Vitus may not have been the culprit and that Mr. Zahn should not have parked his car, which is reportedly worth €300,000, next to the donkey's paddock. So it's a bit of an ongoing story. So the civil court in Gleisen will rule, in a case that has received, national media attention. So, this is a big story. A carrot-coloured sports car tempts Vitus the donkey. Now, the question is, the big question here is, did Vitus the donkey mistake this car for a carrot? And if he did, that means he actually is the culprit. But, should the driver of the car parked it next to a donkey's paddock? So, there will be a court ruling to decide this. And as soon as we have more information, we'll certainly be letting you know. So, yes, here from Germany, surrounded by donkeys. Over to you, Dave.
Ah, donkeys. So, can a donkey actually confuse a car for a carrot if it's the same colour? I'm not sure. What do you think, salad listeners? Well, that's some food for thought for you. And you heard it right here on Salad News Bits.
Y no dejes de participar a través de nuestra aplicación. Descárgatela.
Gracias. Ya te llamaremos.
Ya te llamaremos.
Bueno, ya te llamaremos.
Acaba ya con la pesadilla de todas las entrevistas de trabajo y mejora definitivamente tu nivel de inglés profesional con el Máster en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan. Ameno, exigente y a tiempo completo. 1000 horas intensivas en las que tendrás que esforzarte. Por eso funciona. Vence al Ya te llamaremos con Vaughan. Apúntate. Llama ahora al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Haz un máster en inglés profesional. En solo 5 meses saldrás perfectamente preparado para comunicarte en inglés en el trabajo. No importa lo que hayas estudiado, no importa a qué te quieras dedicar. Hagas lo que hagas, vas a necesitar el inglés. Haz un máster que realmente merezca la pena. Haz el máster en inglés profesional de Vaughan. Más información en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com. Máster en inglés profesional. Apunta alto. Llega más lejos.
Además, ahora financiate hasta el 100% del coste y págalo cómodamente hasta en 24 meses. Puedes ver las condiciones de financiación en el apartado de máster en grupovaughan.com.
Estar en medio. ¿Qué significa estar en medio? Pues no estar en ningún sitio concreto, ni bueno ni malo, ser un soso, o lo que es peor, molestar. Estar en medio y no dejar ver una peli, estar en medio de dos personas. Vamos, que eso del medio no mola. Pues con el inglés pasa lo mismo. Ese famoso nivel intermedio de inglés no sirve para nada. Es ni fu ni fa, incluso molesto. Por eso, un nivel de inglés intermedio no te va a ayudar a mejorar en tu carrera profesional. Así que ya es hora de cambiar.
Vence al nivel intermedio de inglés con el Executive Master en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan. Compatible con tu trabajo, exigente y eficaz. Más de 500 horas intensivas para mejorar tu inglés profesional. Apúntate ahora. Llama al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Usual. So now we have a new section, Bow, business as usual. So all the business stuff we do, we can put in this section to organize things. That's right. Now then, so this is something we've done, of course, on the program, business letters. So that's our business section today, a business letter. So we're going to, we have Alan Parsons, our grammar expert, is also, an expert on business, all things English. So we have a business letter. Now Alan's going to read the letter, okay? So you can listen to it at home or wherever you may be. Just try and understand as much as you can, first of all. So it's a listening exercise. Then I'll read it, we'll go through, we'll translate the letter, and we'll have a look at some of the most interesting vocabulary and expressions we find in our business letter. Okay, salad listeners. So here we go, over to you, Alan.
Thanks, Dave. So, yes, here we go. Here's our business letter for today. So, to all customers, Nasbury would like to clarify a doubt regarding the safety of one of its products. Several articles were published in yesterday's newspapers stating that some of Nasbury's products could be harmful to children. This is false. The only product that could be potentially harmful is the 250-gram chocolate bar called Choctastic. In recent weeks, this bar has been sold with a series of small free toy figures to promote a film. Now, Nesbury categorically states that there is absolutely nothing wrong with the chocolate at all. The potential danger comes from the toy's plastic boots that came loose and could be swallowed by young children. Given the product has no warning saying not suitable for children under the age of 3, Nesbury has decided to withdraw the product from the shops across the country. If you have bought one and have a young child, please do not let them play with it. Furthermore, Nesbury is offering a full refund to those customers who wish to return the product, whether the chocolate has been eaten or not. The toy will serve as your proof of purchase. The end.
Now then, salad listeners, how much did you understand? Yeah, it's quite complex, I would say. So, 49% over there, sir. 73 over here, only 24 over there. Well, not too bad. Not too bad. Something is something. And, you know, I'm sure many of you understood quite a lot. If you didn't, I'm going to read it one more time, okay? Different voice. A second chance to, you know, try and catch the words you missed first time round. Then we'll go through and we'll translate the letter. So here comes my version. Are you ready? To all our customers, Nesbury would like to clarify a doubt regarding the safety of one of its products. Several articles were published in yesterday's newspapers stating that some of Nesbury's products could have been harmful to children. This is fake. The only product that could be potentially harmful is the 250-gram chocolate bar called Choctastic. In recent weeks, this bar has been sold with a series of small free toy figures to promote a film. Nesbury categorically states that there is absolutely nothing wrong with its chocolate at all. The potential danger comes from the toy's plastic boots that can come loose and could be swallowed by young children. Given that the product has no warning saying not suitable for children under the age of 3, Nesbury has decided to withdraw the product from shops across the country. If you have bought one and have a young child, please do not let them play with it. Furthermore, Nesbury is offering a full refund to those customers who wish to return the product. Whether the chocolate has been eaten or not, the toy will serve as your proof of purchase. The end! Bow. Business as usual. Now then, salad listeners, how much did you understand this time? A little bit more. I hope so. So let's clear things up, okay? Are you ready? We're going to translate the letter sentence by sentence, okay? Are you ready? So Alan's going to read the English. I'm going to do my best to translate it into perfect Spanish. Then we'll go through and have a look at some of the things that stand out, that grab our attention. Over to you, Alan.
Right, okay, here we go. To all customers.
A todos nuestros clientes.
Nesbury would like to clarify a doubt regarding the safety of one of its products.
A Nesbury le gustaría aclarar una duda en relación a la seguridad de uno de sus productos.
Several articles were published in yesterday's newspapers stating that some of Nesbury's products could be harmful to children.
Varios artículos se publicaron en los periódicos de ayer afirmando que algunos de nuestros productos podrían ser dañinos para los niños.
This is false.
Esto es falso.
The only product that can be potentially harmful is the 250-gram chocolate bar called Choctastic.
El único producto que podría resultar potencialmente dañino es la tableta de chocolate de 250 gramos que se llama Choctastic.
In recent weeks, this bar has been sold with a series of free toy figures to promote a film.
En las últimas semanas se ha vendido esta tableta con una serie de pequeños muñecos de regalo para promocionar una película.
Nesberry categorically states that there is absolutely nothing wrong with the chocolate at all.
Nesberry afirma categóricamente que no hay nada malo en absoluto en el chocolate.
The potential danger comes from the toy's plastic boots that can come loose and could be swallowed by young children.
El peligro potencial proviene de las botas de plástico que pueden soltarse y que los niños pequeños se podrían tragar.
Given that the product has no warning saying not suitable for children under the age of 3, Nesberry has decided to withdraw the product from shops across the country.
Visto que el producto no lleva un aviso diciendo no aconsejable para niños menores de 3 años, Nesberry ha decidido retirar el producto de todas las tiendas del país.
If you have bought one and have a young child, please do not let them play with it.
Si ha comprado uno y tiene niños pequeños, no les deje jugar con ello.
Furthermore, Nesberry is offering a full refund to those customers who wish to return the product, whether the chocolate has been eaten or not.
Además, Nesberry ofrece una devolución del importe a aquellos clientes que deseen devolver el producto, se haya comido o no el chocolate.
The toy will serve as your proof of purchase.
El muñeco servirá como comprobante de compra. The end. Now then, salad listeners, yes, bow. Business as usual. Now we all understand everything, 100%. We've gone through, we've listened to the letter. We had some good listening practice today, okay? We understand everything. Now then, let's have a look at some of the things that stand out, destacan, in the letter. So over to you, Alan, what grabbed your attention? Okay, what stood out for you?
Let me see, Dave. I would say, first of all, we're talking about, you know, a company. So we talk about the safety of one of its products. So, of course, you know, if we're talking about a company, we wouldn't say his or her, of course. And, of course, we're not going to say their product because, you know, that would be plural. So in this case, we would say its products.
Sus productos. Its products. Yeah, because it's a third person singular, it's a company, you know, and it's not a, you know, masculine or feminine, so it's sus, it's.
That's right, so, you know, some people might say his or hers, so, you know, don't make that mistake. Now, we also saw in the letter, yesterday's newspapers, yeah, some articles were published in yesterday's newspapers stating. Now, of course, you could say saying, but stating sounds very good, which means afirmar in Spanish.
Now, you see that a lot when you read newspaper articles. He stated, or newspaper articles stating, afirmando. So, afirmar, to state. Of course, you could say saying, but in this case, I think stating sounds very good. You know, it sounds very professional if you're writing a business letter as well. So, to state, afirmar. So, these are some of the interesting, well, vocabulary, verbs, expressions that we've seen in the letter. So, what else caught your attention, Alan?
So let me see. Now, we saw in recent weeks. Now, that's something that I like. Rather than saying, now, where do we see that? In las últimas semanas, not in the last weeks. Of course, you could say the last few weeks. However, I think recent weeks is quite a good way to translate that. Because a lot of people say in the last weeks, which would be incorrect, in the last few weeks. However, in recent weeks would be correct. So I think that's a good way of saying it. So in recent weeks rather than saying in the last weeks.
Is that clear, salad listeners? So not in the last days, los últimos días. The last few days, we can say, you know. Or in this case, the last few weeks. But in recent weeks. That sounds good. Las últimas semanas. Yeah, in recent weeks. Okay, that's a good one. Because there's a mistake that a lot of people might make. You know, the last weeks, the last days, but the last few days. Or in recent weeks. Okay.
Right, what else have I written down here that, you know, caught my eye in the letter? Now we saw from, the potential danger comes from in this case. So el peligro viene de, o proviene de. It comes from, not of course, to come from. So that's something I'm sure most people, you know, would probably get right. Now then, we also saw a warning. That's right. So we saw the product has no warning. No lleva un aviso. Now remember un aviso, we wouldn't say advice in this case, because advice is un consejo. So un aviso would be a warning. Okay, aviso, warning.
Un aviso, warning, advertencia, sometimes you say warning. That's right. So un aviso is a warning. My boss gave me a warning. And so, an advice is un consejo, aconsejar, to advise. That's right. So warning, aviso.
Yes, that's right. So just a couple of other things. Now we did see here, we saw the word weather. Not like el tiempo, weather. It would be W-H-E-T-H-E-R. Now, so we can use weather. Now, here it says whether the product has been eaten or not. So really, most of the time, weather is like a synonym for if, you know, which you would say see. So, you know, I'm going to play golf on Saturday, whether it's raining or not, which really is a synonym for if. So weather, which I think it sounds, you know, pretty good there. And finally, we see in the letter purchase, you know, a proof of purchase we saw. Comprobante de compra. Okay. So, of course, really now, the noun of the verb to buy, although some people do say that's a good buy, you know, I think that's, you know, more in popular use. But really, you know, the noun would be purchase, a good purchase, you know, to make a purchase, for example. Okay. So, yes, a proof of purchase, comprobante de compra. So, really, a good noun, if you're looking, whether you have the verb to buy, but a good noun would be a purchase.
Una buena compra. So people do say a good buy in popular use, but really the more professional way of saying it would be a good purchase. To purchase something and to make a purchase. So una compra, a purchase. Okay, it's been a very interesting business letter.
So that's all for today, and I'll see you next time. Ta-ta.
Yes, well, thanks for joining us on Bow. Business as usual. Yes, we've had a business letter. And now, Bao has finished. Now then, salad listeners, just to finish off today, our conundrum. I need to give blank eating so much bacon. Wow, so I need to give up eating so much bacon. So dejar de hacer algo, to give up. Remember to plus gerund in this case. Okay, so to give up doing something, to give up smoking, etc. So to give up doing something. That's right, salad listeners. So yes, over 91% of you got that correct. Very good. So to give up plus gerund. So we need to give up eating so much bacon. That's our conundrum for today. And that's all we have time for. So we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, on The Salad. Ahora sí que no tienes excusa para no